But thank you for being here today. I appreciate it a lot. I want to let you go ahead and introduce yourself. Obviously, you're Ashley Clark, friend of mine. Thank you for being here again. But go ahead, introduce the name of your company and kind of tell us what it does, and then we'll kind of get into some behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, awesome. So I'm Ashley Clark. I'm a franchise owner of Camp Gladiator, as well as owner of Your Health Matters, LLC. So two businesses separate, but working together. So the Your Health Matters LLC is my wellness coaching, nutrition coaching business that I started back in 2014. And then I transitioned into doing personal training this past year during COVID, transitioned into virtual and outdoor group training. So I house that under my franchise of Camp Gladiator and am able to train people from all over the world.
Cool. And what percentage now is the virtual versus the actually seeing what your clients are?
So my virtual is about 85%.
Oh, man.
85% of my business right now. The outdoor, the in-person, people are coming back. Things are starting to grow a little bit from the outdoor perspective, but everyone loves the virtual, the convenience of virtual now. So that's been the larger component of my business.
Cool. And where do you get those people from? How is Camp Gladiator, and that's a franchise, right?
Yes.
So yes. Does Camp Gladiator do some marketing for you? Are they kind of pivoting in that virtual direction as well and helping you continue to grow that brand as one of their franchisees?
Yeah. So Camp Gladiator does heavy marketing for all of the franchise. Although I do a large bit of marketing just in terms of social media marketing myself. I have a larger base out of state. I live in Georgia, but have a larger base in my hometown of VA, as well as a few other cities that I frequented a lot. So I do some social media marketing myself. And then the franchise provides a lot of the content that we can utilize, covers a lot of the funding in terms of those marketing costs.
Cool. So they've got some in-house people that are making you some content, and how you distribute it's kind of on your own.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense. I wanted to ask also with like what brought you into this space specifically? What kind of was your initiation into the fitness and health and wellness space?
So it initially started with my own journey. So when I was in college, about freshman year of college, I was having a lot of health issues. I went back and forth to the doctor and was ultimately diagnosed with hypertension. I was having blood pressure readings of like 140 over 90, which is pretty close to stroke levels for someone of my age, and just wasn't normal. So doctor prescribed me with medication. I was on medicine for about 10 years. I moved to Georgia and was fortunate enough to connect with a doctor that was interested in trying out some alternative methods. She really believed that medicine was not the only way to solve the problem. So lifestyle changes with me eating healthier, as well as I started out just exercising and then realized that I needed to change my diet too, that it wasn't going to help if I went to work out and then was eating the whole pizza afterwards every time. So I finally got both things working together, and through that, I was able to get off of the medicine. I've been off of medication for about 4 years now. And just with my journey, people following it, asking me questions, I just realized that it was selfish of me to not share what I did on my own, what I've experienced with others when I'm so passionate about it now.
Sure. Sure. It makes a lot of sense. And I imagine that now the people that you're targeting, are they the entrepreneurs, the busier people that are just looking for some accountability and structure, or, you know, are people replacing their gym membership with something like a virtual subscription to Camp Gladiator? What kind of purpose does that serve? And specifically, what demographic of people, you know, kind of are you attacking with your business now?
So most of the ones that I'm targeting are really those that don't know what to do on their own. That even if they have a gym membership, they go in there, they'll get on the cardio machine and that's it. they don't know how to manage the weights. They're very unsure about what to do in that space. That's a large portion of my clientele are ones that just, they want someone else to kind of give them what to do, tell them what to do, and just make it enjoyable. And then there's also those that are just, like you said, the entrepreneurs or the ones that are working crazy hours and they just don't have the time, but they have the time to do it at home. They just don't know what to do when they're at home. So they would rather just, you know, log on, and we're in a group environment. It's all through Zoom as well. So they're able to see other people. They get that engagement, but they're still getting their workout in, and it's in a safe space for them.
Is accountability a big aspect of the group fitness? How engaged are the members with one another?
It's absolutely, that's the biggest piece of one, retaining all of my members, but also them getting the full benefit of it. So I have a Facebook group that they're all in. Once they join in, they're active through a Facebook group, as well as we do multiple events throughout our what we call camp cycles, which are the way that we structure our training program. So it could be from a virtual cook along, or for my outdoor campers, we may meet outside at a brewery or something like that, just to connect after camp. Or if we're sending out, sometimes I'll just send out random items for them. Maybe it's resistance bands or something to help them with their workouts. Just constant check-ins, constant communication is really key. And that's the biggest thing for most of them. Like, they want to know that somebody cares that they didn't show up in a week, or that I noticed that they've been coming consistently for a month and I shouted them out. And that, to them, that speaks volumes.
Sure. Well, we all know that, you know, Atlanta and the greater Atlanta area has a very strong sense of community when people decide that there's, you know, something that they would like to unite about. Is that something that you've tapped into? You know, how are you using your, you know, connection or collaboration with the community to continue to grow your business?
Absolutely. So I was fortunate enough that I've been connected with a nonprofit when I first moved here, and I've been on the board for that nonprofit, had served two terms with them, and really connected with the West Side neighborhoods within the Atlanta area. And with that, I've noticed, you know, the things that were lacking, what their interests were, what best served them. And the biggest part, I would say, of that community aspect is just the fact that I live in those same communities and I see what's missing. And although I, you know, may be able to work around it and find the things that I need to continue with my fitness journey, I also know that there's things that can be done outside of a gym, that it doesn't have to be as complicated as it seems. And just being able to relate and make things make sense, that you don't have to have a $200 a month, you know, CrossFit membership or anything else that requires a significant, you know, amount of dollars, a one-on-one trainer, if you don't absolutely want to go that route. Like, if you want those more affordable options, they should be there for you. And me being there, being present in the community to make that happen, I would say is the biggest thing.
Sure. What are the other, I know you said that you have the ability to kind of tap into other markets now. Where have some of those other markets that your social media presence, as well as some of the advertising that Camp Gladiator does, what are some of those other markets that you've been able to kind of tap into in your business? Where are you growing at now?
Right now, heavily growing in Virginia and DC, which I'm from Virginia. So that DC area, Maryland, Virginia, that's a large bit of my base, as well as Texas. So Camp Gladiator's headquarters is in Texas, which we have a ton of franchise owners there. Through the virtual space and based on the times that I run my workouts, there have been a lot of, it works well for those in Central Standard Time. So I've connected with a lot of campers, which are clients, which we call them. I've worked with a lot of those in Texas, which has then grown to them passing my information to other other people that are their friends that are then joining in through me. So that's been extremely helpful.
Sure. Sure. Well, that's exciting. You know, and that's still, you know, you're not really all Southeast, but that East Coast area, you still have kind of that presence, that bubble that you're building. You know, it's a big fence to build a fence around all that, but it's some consistency within the brand and acquisition there. Tell me, do you have some other stuff that you're doing? What kind of other stuff do you do for kind of engagement with other businesses? I know you're kind of into some other stuff as well.
Absolutely. So you're just to clarify, you're asking other stuff outside of Camp Gladiator,
yeah.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So I do have my nutrition coaching, which is completely separate. But I kind of marry them together sometimes, but I also just offer that as a sole service on its own, mainly because there's a lot of people that just don't understand how macros work or just how to eat a balanced meal, how to make it enjoyable and not something that's a chore. So I offer online coaching for that aspect. That's within my Your Health Matters business. And then I also just wrote a children's book this past year. It's called You Can Do It, Just Put Your Mind to It. It teaches kids the benefits of exercise for brain health and how that can help them with test anxiety, coping better, and just overall wellness. Making it seem fun as opposed to a chore, which is something that I saw it as when I was a kid.
I remember that you told me, you know, you were kind of going through the initial phase of that health and wellness and kind of getting more active and increasing that exercise, and you had to reflect on what that nutritional value was for you. So I see the inspiration to, you know, acquire that in, you know, the information for nutrition and be able to turn that into, you know, a continued added value for those same type of clients. I want to ask, what is the inspiration behind the children's book? What was it that inspired you to, you know, go down that path and kind of attack this, you know, need you saw in this way?
It was really, I'd never thought about writing a book before. Until a coworker of mine a couple of years ago, she'd written a children's book that was focused on finances and just how to make finances make sense for kids. And we just had a brief conversation about the book. And in conversation, she mentioned, you know, Ashley, you should really consider writing a book. At that time, everyone was kind of in the space of writing self-help books or things that were more focused on personal, like their personal journey and memoirs and such. And I didn't see that as a space for me, but she mentioned children's books are a need. And the fact that you have great information to share in terms of health and wellness, you should really consider it. So I sat on that for about 2 years after that conversation, never thought anything else of it until COVID hit. And I was sitting at home, had much more time to just think on things that I've always wanted to do and thinking more about my godson and my niece that I was always purchasing books for them. I'm the aunt and the godmom that's always the one just buying books for everybody. They're not getting toys. They're getting books for everything. So when I thought about that and, you know, what they're reading and seeing that there weren't a lot of diverse books, I'm always looking for more diverse books to share with them. I thought more about maybe it is time. Maybe I should think about writing a book. And my focus on it being a health and wellness focused book was primarily because when I was a kid, I didn't care anything about fitness. Exercise was not fun for me. I remember I always thought back to like that presidential test. I don't know if you all had to take that in PE where you have to get tested for your mile and like your stretch tests and that type of stuff. And I was never any good at any of the tests. My mile was horrible. So I always thought back to that. And I was like, maybe if I'd read a book as a child that made fitness fun, because I read a lot, I might have actually cared to enjoy it. And I might not have found some of those health issues with hypertension and everything that I experienced later on. So that was really the inspiration behind it, was to put something on the shelf that could be of use for a kid like me that just didn't find anything sexy about exercise.
Sure. And what impact have you seen on your business? How long has the book been out and what kind of feedback or traction have you gotten?
So the book launched in December of this past year. And so far I'm at about, I think the latest time, I'm at about 400 books sold across the country. And it's been way more positive feedback than I anticipated to start. And especially from people that I would have never thought would have even thought to purchase a book from me. I've gotten so much support from even my Camp Gladiator clients that I didn't mention it to any of them, but somehow they found out about the book, and a lot of them purchased and supported. And then I've had my school system back home that's been very interested in getting me engaged for book readings and for getting the book into the library. So a lot of different avenues have been really helpful and useful. I have coworkers that shared it. So it's been a lot of great traction so far. I actually have a reading tonight, which is with a group in Durham, North Carolina. So it's been all over the country. I wanted to make like a map so I could see like where the book's been purchased so far and like try to get one for all 50 states. But yeah, it's been a lot of great feedback so far. My main focus now is writing the second one, because I plan on making it a series of three books, most likely. The second one is going to be more focused on nutrition. This first one was all about exercise. So the next one will be adventure with the same characters, focusing more on the nutrition space. But I want to get those out quickly, as I know, you know, kids lose interest quickly if like the next one doesn't come as soon as they're expecting. So.
Sure. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. That was something I was going to ask you as well. Have you considered kind of, because it seems like you're very conscious of what you're doing from a brand perspective. You know, I could see you kind of continuing to fill out your repertoire, moving your own direction and kind of continue to brand yourself. I could see you moving, you know, in the direction of, you know, one of these fitness influencers. And there's been some extremely successful ones, you know, especially with the, you know, beginning of COVID. So how, you know, what does the development look like? What does the end goal look like? You know, what's the 1 year plan? What's the 5 year plan? What's the 10 year plan?
So honestly, I feel like that my initial thought for that has changed over this past year. Previously my focus was solely on the nutrition space, wanting to be somewhat of a subject matter expert, someone that gets engaged to come on and speak about different nutrition topics, similar to maybe Good Morning America or anything like that, where they call in and ask someone that's an expert in that field, which I do still want to go somewhat in that space of speaking engagements and being more immersed in just giving my knowledge on particular subjects. But I honestly, my focus right now is one, growing my franchise. So within the next year, I do want to have a much stronger base of Atlanta clients, especially on that West Side area, but growing even more in that space with Camp Gladiator. And then ultimately two to three years, like 2 years or three after this year, I will be helping to launch the locations in the Virginia area, because we're planning to expand franchise opportunities out in Virginia, DC, Maryland area. And I do want to plan to be one of the directors on the ground to make that happen, as I do already have a strong base there. So that's big picture there. Continuing to write books. So I plan within this year to have one more book out. And then the following year, I'll plan to have a third one released. And those are the short-term goals. The ultimate focus right now is being able to comfortably walk away from, I still work in corporate America. So being able to comfortably walk away and fully focus on business.
As well as, you know, continuing to to expand that brand and continue to kind of take over the region. What are some things that you could see yourself kind of partnering with? I don't know, you know, as your brand, you know, a really a powerful way to kind of grow that brand and that brand awareness is by uniting yourself and aligning yourself with another brand. There are some really strong brands in the health and wellness and fitness space. I was wondering if you had already aligned yourself with any of those like equipment brands or programs or, you know, meal prep companies for the nutrition side of things. I was wondering kind of what those partnership looks like and if you're looking to flesh any of those out in the next couple of years.
So those, absolutely. I am looking to get more in with partners. Right now, if someone comes to me and asks me for something, I'll refer them out to excellent things that are not my specialty, but haven't solidified, you know, real partnerships with much just yet. I'm working with a company that does blends and different juices that I'm on one of their wellness events, an expo that they have coming up soon. And will likely lead into some partnership opportunities later. So that in terms of the nutrition space, I've had a lot more companies reach out from that aspect. I have one brand that's been in contact in the past week in terms of resistance bands and things of that nature. But absolutely, I want to have full-on engagement with partners. The biggest thing for me is being more consistent with my social media. Sure. In order to keep those partners happy.
Sure.
But that's a huge focus right now is building up my engagement. I have a strong engagement in terms of social media. It's just making sure that I'm
active,
being strategic in who I'm, yeah, active and then strategic in the partners.
What do you, you know, if you were to refer someone out for like tracking, what do you use for tracking, like your movement, your calories, stuff like that? What piece of technology do you use for, you know, keeping track of all that, so many metrics in this space?
So right now, in terms of my eating, it's my FitnessPal.
They've been the leader in that space for a long time. They really dominate that space.
Yeah. And the biggest reason is, like you said, they've been there for so long and I feel like they have the largest database of already tracked foods. Like you don't have to do a whole lot of creation
Sure.
to find what you're looking for tracking. But there are a couple of other companies that I've seen that have better technology, I would say, where you could like take a photo and it helps you to put it in there as opposed to typing things in. Those ones I just have not, it's more of a comfortability. I haven't
used to what you're used to.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you use like an Apple Watch or a Fitbit or anything?
Fitbit.
You like the Fitbit?
Yeah.
I like the Fit. Is that the Versa?
Yeah, this is the Versa 3. So mm-hmm. my Versa 2 just went out on me like a couple of months ago. So I went ahead and got the 3, which I like it. My biggest reason for not getting the Apple Watch is I think it's just too much going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if I want that much connection to have that many notifications. And it might just be that I could just turn things off and
Sure.
not worry about it. But in that space, I wasn't sure if it was even worth having an Apple Watch if I'm not going to use all of the features.
Sure. I went initially with the Versa as well. That was my first. Now I use a Whoop strap.
I've heard a lot about the Whoop, and
yeah, I like the Whoop.
That
strap
is one company that I want to have a partnership with.
Yeah, they're really good.
Because I think that.
Yeah, I like them. They don't charge you for the equipment, which I like. It's a subscription model, $30 a month, and it's not bad at all. They send you the equipment. If it quits working, they'll send you another one. The best thing about it, though, is I just really like the metrics that I get. They're metrics that matter to me that I understand. Heart rate variability, respiratory stress. The main thing is recovery, sleep awareness. What are your cycles of sleep? How many disturbances? How long were you actually asleep? You know, it's really good to wake up and not be able to lie to yourself and say, wow, you're only, you know, you worked out really hard yesterday. You're only 30% recovered today. Maybe you need to take an extra day off. You know, some days where you wake up and you're not feeling so good for whatever reason, you realize you're 70, 80, 90% recovered that you still need to work out today, even though you don't have the motivation.
Right.
So, you know, that in tandem with MyFitnessPal has really upped my fitness game. So I kind of agree with where you're talking about technology there. I do recommend the Whoop strap though. I do like some of the metrics that you know, I've recommended it to a few people. I think I've recommended it to a few people on the podcast, but it does well. It's built very specifically. The other thing about it is there is no face at all. You get nothing but the tracker. You get no text message, no social media, anything like that at all. Nothing to break, you know, no screen to break. It's really good. I like it for very intentional, keeping it low impact and minimizing the amount of distractions, because, you know, you can tell, like, if my, you know, I hear my phone vibrating as we're doing our podcast now, and I'd be looking down at my lap to see what kind of notification I just got. And, you know, I want to be able to give people my full undivided attention. And I think that, you mm-hmm. know, the functionality of what's on your wrist inhibits that a lot of time, especially in a meeting and sales scenario. So the Whoop strap, I stand by the Whoop strap. It does a good job, but, I appreciate your insight as well, especially into my fitness pal. It's strange to me how long that they have been able to just kind of dominate that market. And it's with simplicity. And I think that speaks to the whole industry. It's just accountability and simplicity, making sure that people know that it is a hill that they can conquer, you know, and Camp Gladiator honestly does a good job of that. It's letting you feel like there's this community push and there are people like you that want to come together and change what it is that's happening around them. It's very encouraging, and I appreciate the information that you've shared with me today. I wanted to ask more about the nutrition. So I think it's pretty straightforward as far as, you know, if you're not exercising right now, you know, incorporate some sort of exercise. You know, if you have questions about what that exercise is, obviously they could probably inquire with you about, you know, best ways to get started and best ways to assess mm-hmm. what their fitness level is. What type of advice would you give to someone that's taking that first reflection toward their nutrition of, you know, man, I really have to watch more of what I'm putting in my body and how I'm fueling my body and how I'm recovering? What is, you know, some introductory advice you would give to some of those people? Like you said yourself, that was one of the revelations of, you know, all I'll do is stay where I am if I don't, you know, make it, you know, big gains in all the areas. So what would you say to someone that, you know, either to inspire them to reflect on what their nutrition is, or someone that is trying to understand kind of what their nutrition is now, what is some advice that you would give that person?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is to keep it simple. Don't feel like you need to change everything all on day one. That's usually where people either they go out strong, out the gate strong, and then they hit a wall as soon as something comes up that they weren't prepared for. So take it one step at a time. Maybe it's just drinking more water to start, trying to get half your body weight in ounces of water. If you want to go for that goal of a gallon, then maybe shoot for that later on, but don't start out trying to drink everything out there, trying to drink all the water available on day one, because you're likely not going to be able to maintain that consistency and you'll be in the bathroom all day. Also, just aim for a colorful plate. So a lot of times we get caught up in all of the minutiae of, you know, exactly what macros to hit and all of these things, terms that are going to be foreign to most. And unless you're training, unless you're an athlete or someone that is really training for something specific and absolutely need to follow something 100% to the T, main things that you need to know is you need a balance of fruits, vegetables, some protein on your plate, like a meat or some vegan substitute, and then a good carb source, which could be anything from rice to potatoes, anything in that range, and absolutely some healthy fats, oils, avocados, anything in that nature. Just keeping a balanced plate. Thinking about portion sizes. So just making sure that you're eating to fulfillment and not to be stuffed. You shouldn't leave the table feeling like you need to go take a nap because you're so stuffed. Should be able to continue to go about the day and then eat it knowing that you're going to eat again later. Like that one meal is not the last meal for your day. So just those small things, keeping in mind, especially the colorful plate. like knowing that you don't want everything to look brown on your plate. That's probably telling you that you're missing some nutrients there. So make sure there's something green or something red or anything that just gives it some bright color. That helps you know that you're getting some nutrients in, and you can take it one day at a time from there. And absolutely try to cook yourself more often than going out. Cause that can cut so many calories just from cooking on your own, as opposed to getting something from a restaurant that may have had so many other things added to it that you didn't even realize outside of just the main ingredients that you see on the plate.
Sure. Well, it's very, you know, it's very obvious that you're extremely knowledgeable, not only in the fitness space, not only in the nutrition space, but also in the, you know, community engagement and the issues that you're helping people solve through your services and through the way that you do business. So I appreciate you coming on the podcast and letting people know, you know, the tip of the iceberg that we were able to hit on. I want to ask you, you know, what are you looking for if someone in my network is someone that you're looking for as a connection, or if one of our listeners, you know, is a certain, you know, whatever type of industry, whatever type of person that you're looking to connect with. And after outlining who those people are, how do they find you? How do they go about actually getting on your calendar?
Yes. So one thing right now, in terms of my franchise, I'm absolutely always looking for more people that are ready to make a change, a lifestyle change, and need that guidance, that accountability, that I can offer, but also looking for trainers that are interested in partnering with myself and the rest of our franchise owners to help grow and ultimately impact as many lives as we can across the world. So if it's from a franchise perspective where you may be interested in owning your own franchise, or if you're just interested in an opportunity to train people from all walks of life all over the world, whatever piques your interest, definitely looking for trainers, fitness enthusiasts, influencers in that space that love working with people and love leading people through great workouts. Also looking for opportunities to spread more word about health and nutrition in terms of my book. So any opportunities to connect with teachers, parents, any schools, anything like that where I can, one, either come in for a reading or just offer access to the books, signed copies, anything like that where we can help spread the message to more children that need to learn more about health and wellness. I would love the opportunity to connect with any of those people and any of your listeners for that. And you can reach me at, I'm available on Instagram at Clarkaye, C-L-A-R-K-E-A-Y-Y-E. I can give you a story about how that name came about later. And also on Facebook, Ashley Clark, as well as author Ashley Clark, if you would like more information on the book. And then email, always accessible at ashleyclark@campgladiator.com or authorashleyclark@gmail.com for whichever avenue you're interested in connecting.
Cool. Well, thank you so much again for coming on. I'm looking forward to continuing to talk to you and having you back.
Likewise, and absolutely looking forward to coming into your networking event soon. So when is the next one coming up?
March 23rd.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So planning to be in attendance for that one.
Cool. Thank you. Well, I appreciate you.